Rivers in the Morning and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. This is 95.7 KJRFM and HD1 Seattle, an iHeart radio station.
Surfing with the Alien, Joe Satriani. Talk to him at 9:30. Okay. So the government's partially shut down. Obama says he won't negotiate. Chemical inspectors arrive in Syria. And
when you say you want to hear more about something, just let me know.
I want to hear more about psychiatric drugs and our kids.
Psychiatric drugs are being prescribed less in our young children. So
fewer kids on Ritalin?
And Adderall as well. Psychiatric drugs, less in very young children after reaching a peak in the mid-2000s. This is a study that was released yesterday by Pediatrics, which is a very well-known journal. This is actually, it's kind of a weird thing because they're not diagnosing any less. It's still an overall increase in the number of children diagnosed with behavior disorders, but they're just not drugging everyone. The results come on the heels of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services launching this review into the use of drugs, finding out that people are being overprescribed the drugs. So they're going to keep telling your kids that they need the Adderall. They're just not going to give it to them.
You know, I got a lot of flack in the mid-2000s because I kept saying, I don't know, I think this stuff is overprescribed. And then people would call me and they would go, we need this stuff. The kid won't stop playing the piano.
Well, they're always going to be those people who are saying, you know, when I was a kid, they would say boys would be boys. Now everyone has ADD and whatever.
Right.
But people will tell you, you know, if you have a child with ADD or ADHD, that is a real thing.
Yeah, I think it's a combination of both. I think some kids need it, but then it becomes a panacea where if your kid is difficult, you go, yeah, maybe I should put him on the drug.
Mm-hmm. I think they're leaning toward it being a last resort.
Right.
It used to be write him a script. It became the first option, and they're falling back to a more let's try environmental changes, let's try behavior modification, and then if that doesn't work, then we'll go to the drugs.
I don't know. I never tried these things. Anybody here ever be on one of these? You did, didn't you? You talked about it once before.
I tried Adderall in college once when I had a paper due.
Body language when you started talking about it, did you notice you started like doing this and you started like going into kind of a trance?
Yourself
that was
a
weird.
Because, you asked me a direct question. I want to be honest about it.
You don't have to be honest.
Ask
Mike, he'll help you.
No,
he'll give you tutoring.
I twice used Adderall and I once used Ritalin, but when I was in college, and I do not have any.
Do you remember what they did to you?
Yes, it was like an equivalent of a venti latte. And it did exactly what I wanted it to. At the time, I needed to study because, you know, I had 3 jobs, 2 internships, a double major in college. I took on a lot. Mm-hmm. And yes, I partied a bit, but I mostly was just kind of bogged down with stuff. In the meantime,
the partying was the equivalent of removing a venti latte, so they canceled each other out.
Yes, I was really tired, and I had this big project due, and a friend of mine who was such a he was just the worst among them. He had a pill for everything. And that's not how I roll. It wasn't then, and it's not now. Mm. But I did cave. So, yeah, I tried it once. It's sort of like a focus pill. Like what you think. Why is everything quiet?
I'm just trying to make sure you got it all out.
Do I have to keep scratching my chest?
That's what I was waiting for.
Eric wants to say something, but he's waiting for you to pause.
Well,
go ahead.
I just found out that my wife got furloughed just now.
Your wife is furloughed?
Yes. Yeah.
As part of the government shutdown?
Yeah. I just shut off the phone with her. She works for the National Cancer Institute, and they just furloughed everybody there.
That's not essential, apparently.
That's not a charity. That's a
government-based
organization.
Absolutely. Yeah, and by law, they're supposed to provide services to people, but didn't matter in this case. So I just found out that if she wants to get paid, she has to use her vacation hours for this. Otherwise, she has to apply for unpaid leave. And if she doesn't have any unpaid leave, then she'd have to take temporary unemployment.
Wait a minute. she's been furloughed, which means they just told her, we don't need you to come in and you're not being paid.
That's right.
But she's been told you can use your vacation up now.
Right.
So that when you come back, maybe you do get paid.
Right. If there's something to come back to.
But if you apply for temporary unemployment and then you come back and get paid, the government's going to want that unemployment back.
Well, they'll get their taxes no matter what, but that's reasonable.
They'll get their unemployment insurance back. If you earn if you burn your vacation hours to get paid during the furlough time, it only lasts 2 weeks, and you apply for unemployment, you will be asked to repay the unemployment.
This is going
to
be very
confusing. Well,
if
you get overpaid, you'll have to pay it back. But we're not worried about that right now. We're worried about Eric and young Skywalker, his child.
Yeah,
and we're worried about them making the payment on the little, place they live. And
Those moisture evaporators they just bought from the Jawas. Those
We're worried about that. We now have a real family in our midst.
Absolutely. In fact, I just found out also that our health insurance for Monique and AJ expire at the end of the month.
At the end of the month?
Yep, if the government shutdown doesn't
happen. Now, there is COBRA. But it's you have to pay through the nose for that. Don't you have insurance through this company?
On me, because they already cut me out of her and NCI job there, because they used to insure me, which it was great health insurance. But
boy, if you tell me your kid's on Ritalin right now, you're going to hit the triple
threat. But if you are a full-time employee here, then your insurance will you switch it over to your family.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a tragedy for you if you were also. If you were an asteroid lighthouse watchman.
He had a dream like that one.
Asteroid lighthouse watchman.
Or if you were the guy who runs the panda cam at the zoo,
right.
You would also be out of work. I bet there are a lot of times two people work in the same place. So, but it'll impact you.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, if her job goes away, then that's going to be a huge impact on me. And that could very well happen if this doesn't get resolved. They might just shutter her entire office, and then I've got to go find out which company in Seattle is hiring thousands of people.
Tell her.
We have a winner.
Congratulations
to our winner. The company that's hiring is Amazon.
Sweet.
I don't know what they're hiring them for. What are they hiring?
Well, they're hiring tens of thousands nationally, temporary seasonal jobs, but Amazon has a real good history of turning temporary jobs into permanent jobs because they're growing at such a great rate. Now, locally, this Amazon Fresh thing is starting to take off, and they need drivers and people to work in the warehouse in Bellevue because they're turning into a pretty big grocery store.
Oh, Lord,
grocery
I love
store.
Amazon Fresh.
So if you're interested, you can go to Amazon.com. /GP, I think, /jobs, or just search Amazon jobs on Google. And if you can't figure that out, they probably don't want you as Amazon.
Yeah, it's your first level.
If you can't find a website.
It's probably because they are a pretty tech-savvy company.
I got to tell you, we never get a chance to talk about this, but now you've hit a heartstring, and I'm just going to say one thing about Amazon Fresh that makes it so genius. They deliver groceries. Well, a lot of the grocery stores will deliver your groceries. Safeway does it. They all, a bunch of them do it. But the thing about Amazon Fresh is that they have this section on the website called Seattle Spotlight where you can get food from local restaurants, like some of your favorite local restaurants here in town, which nobody delivers.
So they deliver restaurant food as well as lettuce and carrots?
Yes. Yes. It's amazing.
Sean in Bellingham is our text winner. Knew it was Amazon. Sean, congratulations.
Thank you.
And Eric has something for you.
Yeah, since you live in Bellingham, I'm going to send you a Spike in the Impaler CD.
Pretty sweet. Thank you.
Okay, that's good. Are you a panda webcam operator or a
lighthouse asteroid
watchman for the government?
No, I'm actually unemployed though.
You are unemployed. You need a job.
I do need a job.
It just got harder, my friend.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
Are you collecting unemployment?
For another few weeks, and then it's going to be discontinued.
Well, and it may be sooner, because that's another thing this government shut down and people haven't thought about. The employment security funds our state gets is federal money. Now, the money will be there, but there will be no system to distribute it to the states. So there's one more week of unemployment for everybody next week. But after October 4th, Governor Inslee says he can't guarantee that the unemployed people are still going
to... So he's creating a new deadline, yeah, October 4th.
That the unemployed might have...
Might be nobody to send out the checks.
If your job is being unemployed, you may be on furlough.
Hey, this great news brought to you by REI. Right. Yeah.
And October 17th, the Chinese godfather stops getting his VIG.
Yep.
All right, Sean, all the best to you.
All
hang
right.
on.
Ooh, texter says, my daughter's class raised over $10,000 for a trip to Washington, D.C. We leave on Wednesday, but now all our tours are closed. We have 54 people going on this trip.
We're
going
to tour the White House sidewalk.
Yeah, there it is.
We're
going to
tour the Lincoln Memorial roped-off sidewalk.
There it is.
Now wait a minute. They'll still let you walk up to the Lincoln Monument, right? I mean, that's...
Well,
if it's
a public thoroughfare, yes, but if you want to... hop inside of something if you want to, go anywhere, the Smithsonian, anywhere where you would go in. Not
Capitol Building.
No, they have to close that stuff.
You go to the White House now, and it's like the Wizard of Oz. You know, you knock on the
go door. Away. You know what? She's the great Obama.
Yeah. We're closed. Come back another day.
It'll be interesting. That'll be the next news cycle is what they're who's being affected, and what lucky stiff gets to stay open.
I felt bad for Monique because she's the only one in her entire office who didn't know that they were furloughed.
How come she didn't know?
Well, she didn't see the email that came out late last night. So she comes to work with her Asian pears that she was going to share from her cousins and some date bread for her office, and the lights were out.
How is she? Is she okay?
She's a little in shock right now because she didn't think it was going to happen to her.
Time to
ask her how she'd feel about going in a money tunnel and jumping up and down for money. We were just talking about that.
I'm not kidding.
But I was thinking that's kind of demeaning, and the government people out of work who don't want to be seen jumping around trying to get money. It's the stupid leaders that are jumping around trying to get money. I was asking Chris out there, who does social media.
Yeah.
Like, what do people, real people on social media, say about all this? I don't ask Pedro because, he won't answer if I ask him a question. He'll just say he's too busy. Yeah, that look like I should have asked you.
But of course. I mean, everyone does it for the show all the time. It's going insane. That's what I was going to tell you before. I mean, when it happened during the Clinton administration, we didn't have the social media like
that. No, we didn't. Right, we have it now. So we can have our own Arab Spring.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not kidding. If you check right now, 10, I would say 9 out of 10 posts are about shutdown, and the other one is about the Seahawks.
All right, let's see if what you say matches what Chris said. What is the number one thing they're talking about?
Oh, this is Facebook. They don't. It's not reasonable. This is just It's just people.
Oh, okay.
Well,
he said that people are most angry that politicians continue to get paid even though they're putting people out of work.
I've
Would you agree with
that?
I've
seen that one reposted a lot.
Yeah.
Well, the one that we have right now, and I'm ashamed to say, the front page of the Daily News today is fantastic. It's the picture of Boehner, and it says House of Turds instead of House of Cards. It says House of Turds. And this, we just posted and we got already like 100 shares.
Yeah. People like that. So, really, what people want to see, I was curious, why doesn't some congressman, senator who's a real leader say that his pay will be donated to a good cause to help dislocated families until it's solved and get all the other congressmen and senators to do the same?
A member of Obama's cabinet did that yesterday.
Okay.
Eric Holder.
Attorney General?
Yeah. He said that he was going to take a pay cut. I saw that.
He's going to stop. Yesterday. Just donate his pay until it's solved.
I don't know if he said donate. I know he said that he was planning on taking a pay cut.
Oh. It isn't Ted Cruz, the one of the main guys that kind of behind this, is also not taking pay from what I understand.
Yeah, something like that would be good. A 917.
I love the money grabber thing, though. I think
it's
only demeaning when you like put Elmer's glue on people and make them roll in money. And
it's also demeaning when all we will be able to get is ones.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say it's demeaning
that's
if you
stripper
put
money.
No, if you put Monopoly money in there, fake money, that's demeaning. But this is real money. If you toss in donuts also and make it a party, then it's just an extra.
Right, working on it. What's the deal with the Hillary movie? I got tweeted in alerts about this yesterday. A Hillary movie is not happening.
Right. Well, remember they were going to air this film about Hillary Clinton's life that...
Was it CNN or NBC? I can't remember.
Well, NBC and CNN were both going to air it and then both decided not to air it because of all the pressure. The network said in a statement that the film was canceled after reviewing and prioritizing our slate of movie/miniseries development. But the director said, no, they're just caving to the pressure, you know, because she's not an outsider yet. She's still an insider. So sources say,
she will run for president. And is this movie critical of her?
Right. Well, no.
Or is it a puff piece?
It's neither. It's not critical of her, but it just shows, you know, her hard comeuppance and how wise she is and all the decisions that she made. That
that's not a puff piece. Yeah.
That's puff piece so far.
Well, Fox was threatening to make their own counter movie about the evil queen. Right?
The issue was that the RNC was going to ban NBC and CNN from hosting debates in 2016.
Ah, I see. By the way, Fox was going to make their own, but they found out the title Wicked was already copyrighted.
Wow.
So they couldn't do it.
Oh, that's a golden.
You got to send that one in, Pedro. Yeah. That's a good one.
By the way, Pedro uses none of my ideas.
That was good.
Oh. Yeah. I kind of agree with dropping the miniseries movie. And I'm as lefty, liberal, and Hillary-loving as they come, but it does seem odd that in the midst of, and probably just pre her run, they would air the movie. It's like, put it on HBO. Put it somewhere where...
Filmmaker said the problem, too, is nobody wants to talk. I mean, nobody that likes Hillary, nobody that dislikes Hillary, nobody wants to be involved in the project. So he really doesn't have anything to make.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just kind of weird timing.
Not. We talked about Breaking Bad, the biggest audience ever. Amanda Knox, even though she's not going to be visiting the Pope anytime soon, she's not going to be at the Leaning Tower of anything, her trial is reopening in Italy.
Yes, and she has decided not to go. Good idea. The Florence Appellate Court hearing the third trial of her then-roommate's murder, agreed yesterday that they were going to run additional DNA tests on that damn knife, as it's probably called around the Knox household. But they did reject more than a dozen other defense requests for new testimony or evidence. So they're going to rerun a couple of these things, but they're not opening it entirely again. She's going to stay here and not go to Italy, because last time she did that, it didn't go very well.
But if they find her guilty, there's going to be an extradition fight.
Yes.
Yeah, good luck with that.
I agree, but you know how you look at a knife that was DNA compromised initially. It was the evidence chain was completely ridiculous the first time. They're going to test that same knife.
Yeah, with different technology. Yesterday, her defense lawyer, Carlo Dalla Vedova, said that this was going to be an infinite trial and gave them a warning that he wasn't going to stand for it, which is really the best place for him to stand. They can't just try her forever for it.
All right. Downtown Joe, did your power go out yesterday?
It went out Saturday for the whole Husky game. I was going to watch the Huskies, and it
was gone for that whole game?
It went out about 4 hours, and my power, it hardly ever goes out, and when it goes out, it's really quick to be back because one of my neighbors works for the power company, and he doesn't like to hear his wife complain about the power being out.
That's great.
Is he one of the guys with the bucket truck who goes and fixes the
power? No, he's one of the guys that pushes the power from one place to the other, like sits in the big master control room and says, okay, bring some more power down from those wind farms.
Saying you guys are like Greg Nichols getting your driveway shoveled in the snowstorm?
Totally. I won't say much, but I'll say
you say that as if it's a bad thing.
I'll say we've been pretty lucky.
And he
once explained it to me that you go with neighborhoods where there's essential services. Yeah. And I live close to a gas station and, you know, close to a food provider. So when you get them up, I'm the side effect, you get me up. But this time it went out for hours. And I about decided that it's generator time for me. I haven't really needed it hardly in 10 years, but I just got a bad feeling.
If you had a generator. Is anyone in your neighborhood have a generator?
I didn't see anybody with power. I saw some lanterns lit and windows, but I don't think anybody has any kind of serious generator. And we live close into the city, so maybe I don't need
one. But watching a pro game or a college game is an essential service in your household. you're like a hospital where the patient will die if he doesn't get his game.
College game is not essential, certainly preferred. Pro game, essential.
Essential. Yeah.
If this had been on a Sunday, I don't know what I would have done.
Well, would you have driven to find an open bar?
Well, that's what
I've done.
That's what I did for the Husky game. I went to...
Did you find a game?
To the Mustard Seed. Power was out there. It was right close to my house.
At your local bar.
So, you know.
What happened to all the people there? Forget about the government shutdown. This is serious.
Yeah, well, it was terrible. So I go to Factoria. All the streetlights are out. Everything's out. You know, where the first TV I hit, and there were so many guys gathered in here, and it's not a place you would usually expect a bunch of grown men to sit around and watch football.
Beauty parlor.
No.
No.
The McDonald's Playland, right next to...
Are you kidding?
That's even worse than a beauty parlor.
Yeah, yeah. So the McDonald's in Factoria has a nice TV right there by the Playland, so, you know, you can watch...
You can convince yourself you're watching your kids while they're choking, but you're really watching the game.
Right. So Emily and I go in there to get something to eat, and there's the Husky game's on, and the place is packed, and it's all guys drinking that $1 any size coffee, as many refills as you want.
Nice.
Watching the game. But I'm thinking generator, but I don't want to spend a lot. I want a lot of juice. I don't know.
You want a lot for a little.
Right, right.
That should be easy.
I'd stick with the never-ending coffee at McDonald's then.
But I've got this particular winter.
McDonald's never goes out.
Has me concerned. The old Farmer's Almanac says it's going to be bad.
It's a wild one so far.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not even in it yet.
No, we had a tornado.
I lost power three times. There was a tornado yesterday in Pierce County.
F1 tornado, a winds over 100 miles an hour.
By the way, an F1 is the weakest one, but it's still, we don't even get them.
We don't even get effing tornadoes ever. I mean, you know, rated on F1 scale. We don't get those. We get what's one grade below the tornado. We get the...
Swirlies.
Funnel cloud. Right. But we don't get into the Fs ever. This is a big deal.
The thing about a generator is as soon as you get one, the power stays on for 2 years. That's the number one rule of a generator.
Yeah, and you better not buy a generator when the weather turns. You got to wait for a beautiful day because they're just waiting for you. It's like buying an air conditioner.
Number two about a generator,
degrees.
Do you have gas? Do you have natural gas?
Well, and that's my friend. I'm very envious. Has one where when the generator, you know, when the power goes out, his kicks on and it's natural gas fed and it can go forever. Yeah. Now, he's never once used it. He bought it 3 years ago. Never once.
Well, that's likely to happen. But do you have natural gas?
Yes.
Okay. That's the only way to go.
That's a lot better than buying
the other generators require you to do things. The fuel will have to be changed out in a gas or a diesel generator. It'll go bad.
Right, and you'll buy like a tank of gas and you don't use it.
You'll never use it and you'll throw it away. Natural gas just sits there and waits for that day.
Are we talking like...
Depends on how much you want to be running.
I want my meat to stay good.
I want my meat.
I don't want my food to spoil. I want my TV on. I don't really need heat. I've got, you know, natural gas fireplaces. I need TV.
And meat.
The cost you depends on what you get. You want the automatic kind that you don't have to do anything; it just comes on.
That would probably be preferred because I'm not that I'm not that good at that sort of thing.
Plugging things in.
You don't even know the word you're supposed to be good at. That's a sign.
And how rich are you at the moment?
Not that rich. That's why.
Well, what did Mariner season tickets cost you, and you canceled them?
$3,500.
I think you're in the neighborhood.
Is that about right?
Depends on how fancy he wants to get.
If you want to be
gas powered, self starting, TV powered,
if you
want to
be like him,
generator.
You
Please.
See him sitting in his chair like,
and I want
well,
that
well.
Installed today. Yeah.
Do you know what when the power went out? I went 10, 9, 8, 7.
Wham, ba da da da.
Fires up.
Dun, 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 dun.
And your entire
Sunday
domain?
Morning Seahawk football. Boom.
No, you can't turn on everything at once. You got to basically be a little conservative.
But you keep your fridge going.
Yeah. Talk to Sparkies that you know. They've come down way in price. That's the good news. The bad news is it's thousands of dollars for
bad
something.
Bad news is it's October 1st.
Yeah, it's thousands of dollars for something you almost never use because of the one time that made you think you might need
Just
it.
Just get the gas one. Couple hundred bucks. You'll be fine.
It won't work on the day he needs it.
It'll work. He doesn't
need only if you do a regular program of maintenance. Look at him.
Yeah, I know, that's a good point.
Couple hundred bucks, and you can
You can. You can go the cheap route
if you just want to plug in your refrigerator and a TV.
If you enjoy cursing at a machine that's supposed to be doing something,
and
you'll enjoy it as well.
And then
who doesn't enjoy it?
My wife loves that. She might enjoy that.
Okay.
I don't know.
Look at the. There's a wide range of options. 927 coming up next. Joe Satriani is coming to the Paramount October 22nd. Is he coming with Chickafoot?
No, it's just Joe and his band.
All right, we'll talk to him in a sec.
The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR. From the birth of James Bond.
A martini, shaken, not stirred.
To the birth of Pac-Man. This is the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s on 95.7 KJR.
Your Northwest weather for today, we're going to see clouds, heavy rain, high of 57. Tonight, rain, low down to 47. Tomorrow, more rain with a high of 57.
State Farm, this is Kristen.
Wow, it's 3 a.m. You guys really are always there for me 24-7. That's like better than my mother.
Better than who?
Mom, get off the phone.
Where was this person when you needed your diapers changed?
Mom, please, get off the phone!
Or when you needed to be tucked in bed till you were 15 years old.
Okay, Kristen, I'll call you back.
State Farm is there for you 24-7, like no one else. Get to a better state.
Visit statefarm.com to find your Seattle-Tacoma area agent.
The Lexus at Last Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event. With 0% APR on RX and ES models, every one undergoes a 161-point inspection. Comes with a 3-year or 100,000 total vehicle mile warranty and roadside assistance, no matter what road you're on. The Lexus at Last Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event. Now till November 4th at your Lexus dealer.
Not all customers will qualify. Warranty runs from date of purchase. Coverage in the continental U.S.
Discover the ultimate outlet experience at the Outlet Collection.
Hey, I'm Richard Sherman from your Seattle Seahawks. You mad? You mad at your internet? I was with my cable provider. That's why I switched to CenturyLink high-speed home internet. You can too. Check out CenturyLink's best internet offers online.
Think of all the times in the day you open your fridge. There's that morning ritual of getting cream for your coffee or organic berries for breakfast. There's your pre-lunch browsing. Your dinnertime gathering of fresh meat and veggies. Maybe a peek inside for a late-night snack. Well, when you shop at QFC, you know you're stocking your fridge with the best. Great food like fresh local dairy products, exceptional meat and seafood, and organic produce. With all the low prices, you'll save money, too. But at QFC, you'll also earn points to save on fuel. And with faster checkout, you'll even save time. So when you open your fridge at home, QFC can help you make sure you find something great. All because you found it first at QFC.
You'll always save on the freshest food at QFC. Right now, pick up USDA Choice Boneless Chuck Steaks or Roast. And when you buy one, you'll get one free. And sweet and juicy Northwest grown Honey Crisp apples are a great deal. They're just $1.99 a pound. All prices with Advantage Card. QFC. You know it's going to be good.
Another Monday, huh?
Yep. How was your weekend?
Horrible. Dylan sprained his ankle, so we took him to the emergency room. We waited over 4 hours to see someone. Now we're going to get hit with a huge ER bill.
We had a medical thing, too. Sophie got a bee sting, so we took her to the Everett Clinic walk-in clinic. They're actually open nights and weekends. The doctor saw her right away. Sophie is fine, and we're just going to be billed for an office visit. It was great.
Why do you always ruin my stories?
What?
You know what I'm talking about. I'm sure you went shopping after that.
We did. And we got ice cream.
I'm done talking to you.
Okay, then. I'll see you at the team building exercise later.
The Everett Clinic has 9 urgent care walk-in clinics throughout Snohomish County. Open 7 days a week with extended hours. More affordable than the ER, and wait times are posted online at everettclinic.com.
It was as wide as the Grand Canyon, as deep as the Mariana Trench. I plunged into the chasm, into the endless abyss, into the...
Actually, you just drove into a pothole. But don't worry, here at Les Schwab, every tire comes with a kind of lifetime protection most other places don't give you, like free flat repairs and more, plus a great price. That's our best tire value promise.
Good to know.
Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952. It's the fall tire sale, our biggest sale of the year, now through October 31st.
Companies have all kinds of ways to reward their customers. Use your credit card, get points. Buy a sandwich, get a card punch. Keep staying at the same hotel, earn a free night. But isn't the best reward saving money from the start? Good thing Allstate makes it so easy to save. Just bundle coverage for your car, home, boat, or more with an Allstate agent, and you can save up to 30%. That's right, up to 30%. They'll even help take care of all the switching and paperwork for you. So get the protection you need and the reward of savings you deserve. Talk to an Allstate agent today.
Switch to Allstate now and save up to 30%. For a free quote, call Kirkland Allstate agent Mike McGinnis at 425-486-3456. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Bundle and save up to 30% with an Allstate agent. Are you in good hands?
I believe most cars require gasoline.
I believe gas costs money.
I believe in letting beef jerky ride shotgun.
I believe that spending 5 to 10 cents less a gallon is better than spending more.
I believe dogs shouldn't drive.
I believe if I spend less on gas, I'll have more to spend on nachos at AM PM.
I believe in Arco Gas.
You know it.
Me too.
At Arco, saving money makes sense, and spending 5 to 10 cents less a gallon will make you a believer in savings.
Savings based on average street price survey among major oil brands. See Arco.com for details.
Halloween is around the corner, so it's time to start stocking up on everyone's favorite treats. And you can make sure you get the best selection of candy by heading to your neighborhood Fred Meyer today. Save time, money, and gas at Fred Meyer. What's on your list today?
Looking for the best value in a compact sedan? The advantage goes to the Honda Civic. Civic has more power and more standard features the other guys charge extra for. When you add it all up, there's no way to beat a Honda Civic. For the number one value, see your Western Washington Honda dealer today.
Hey, Spike O'Neill here for Good Feet. You know, there are two Good Feet stores in the Puget Sound area, one near the South Center Mall Parkway across from the Nordstrom Rack, and up at the near the Alderwood Mall across from Fatburger. I did something this week that I've never done before. I registered for the Jingle Bell Dash. And the Heart Walk's coming up this fall, too. I'm going to do that as well. That's because my feet don't hurt. My feet used to hurt all the time. I had foot pain, and I thought I'd have to have maybe some surgery, maybe take some pills. I didn't know what to do. So I went to a Good Feet store, and you don't need an appointment. You walk in, there's a arch support technician on site, and what they did was they measured my walking gait, they measured my feet, my balance points, and they came up with inserts that immediately helped ease my foot pain, and now I don't have foot pain. So I can do all the things like the Jingle Bell Dash that I was never able to do before. They can do the same thing for you. Good Feet will have you fit today. They have over 25 styles and 300 sizes of arch supports, so they can have an instant solution for your foot pain. Go check them out. Life, people, is too short to walk through life with foot pain. Foot pain sucks. Walk through life with Good Feet.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, we're definitely seeing the rain coming down hard in quite a few places. So take it easy. Make sure you leave plenty of extra room between you and the cars ahead of you. It'll help you stay out of collisions. We're seeing super heavy volumes northbound 405 through the S-curves up into the Kennedale Hill. It's a really slow drive there. 405 southbound backed up from the Kingston-Homish line through Kirkland. Everett to Seattle continuing to improve. Still going to take you 1 hour.
This report is brought to you by Fred Meyer.
Are you 55 or older? If so, you can save an extra 10% at Fred Meyer on the first Tuesday of every month. Just ask your cashier for the senior discount to enjoy extra savings in every department. What's on your list today?
You're listening to the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Ask any rock guitar player, who do you admire? And they're inspired by the name Joe Satriani. When Mick Jagger went on tour without Keith Richards, he called Joe Satriani. When former Van Halen guys Sammy Hagar and Michael Anthony wanted to start another band, Joe was the dude who helped create Chickenfoot. As a solo artist, he has sold more than 10 million records, played live for fans all over the world. If you want to see a true guitar hero, this is your big chance. Be at the Paramount Theater October 22nd when Joe Satriani and his band take the stage. Joe Satriani, welcome back to the Bob Rivers Show. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great today. How are you guys doing?
Great. And let me start by saying thank you for all the times we've talked over the years and you've played for us in the studio. And you're just a real accessible, wonderful guy.
Well, thank you very much. I'm sorry I have to reach out all the way from Buffalo, New York this time, but I am on tour, so this is the best I could do today.
And you know, Buffalo needs help. Buffalo needs your relief effort.
They really do, man.
So
I tell you, it's a beautiful day here in Buffalo. We actually had a day off yesterday after six in a row, and we had a good time. So far, Buffalo looks pretty nice.
It's actually nice. Well, it's miserable here, but that's normal. Actually, the rain just stopped, and the sun came out for your interview. So thank you for that. A curious question. You do play a lot. I mean, you travel, you tour. You're a pretty hardworking guy. You take some long breaks, but when you're traveling, do you have a, like, I imagine you use a variety of transportation, depending on who you're touring with. I imagine it's different when you're with Mick Jagger, or when you're playing smaller houses, or when you're playing bigger venues. Do you have a giant tour bus and planes, or like, how do you go from gig to gig?
Yeah, a lot of people ask me that. That's a good question. You know, what really determines the method for transportation is the location. And if we're doing Western Europe, even Eastern Europe now, and North America, most of us prefer having tour buses and trucks to do everything, because the tour bus is basically a huge, you know, penthouse apartment on wheels. It's a safe haven. You can actually get a lot of sleep, and you can cover a lot of ground. And in those locations I mentioned, it's safe to travel 8 or 9 hours from city to city. You can't do that in South America. The geography won't let you do it when you're in Asia or you're down under.
Right.
New Zealand, Australia.
So when you say geography, you mean like there are bad roads and you're in the middle of a jungle and suddenly there's guys standing there with machine guns and they want you to get out, that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah,
in the movie.
There's no tour busing in Mexico.
Got it.
Forget it. And they've got plenty of roads, but you just don't want to drive them. And if you have a gig in Buenos Aires and then you've got to get to Santiago, Chile, then you're definitely not driving over the Andes. So, and then Australia, of course, every city is far away and it takes forever to
Small planes in South America, though, because I think that would be scary as an artist too.
We'll generally fly the biggest commercial things you can find. The only small plane stuff we've done has been courtesy of Sammy Hagar, Chickenfoot. Basically, we flew privately, but that's because Sammy's insane. You know, he loves his little planes. I don't particularly love the little ones, but Sammy's fascinated with small plane flights, so we would always jump on his plane. The problem with that is you got to wake up really early in the morning. And I hate doing that. I would prefer to sleep till 12 or 1 and be at my peak at, 10 at night and then, sleep around 3 or 4. But if you're flying, even privately, you've got to show up at 11 a.m. at an airport somewhere.
Right, and you got to go through security and all that. And you know what? When you describe your tour bus, that sounds to me as if you're standing still and the world is moving to meet you. You know what I mean? Because you're in your place. You're in your apartment, basically. And all your stuff is where you put it, and your stuff is next to the bed, right?
Yeah, it's great. And it's a time for, believe it or not, for the band to be together and to hang out and have fun and talk. And, because when you're working. And very often everyone's doing separate press, and then you're on stage, and then you're off doing other things. And if you're flying, it's difficult to feel like you're all together, but on a tour bus, it's like a family vacation in a way. And I think some of the best times are when it's 2 a.m. and you're rolling down the road for a few hours and you're sipping bourbon or something and you're just having a good time. A lot of good things happen with bands when they have time to actually hang out with each other and talk about music they like and the audiences that they're having fun with. And, to me, that's an important part of the rock and roll lifestyle.
Joe, are you on a bus right now in Buffalo? Because I'm looking at the weather forecast for Buffalo. It's a blizzard called for this afternoon, and it's not going to stop till May. You may want to, get the boys out of Dodge. Are you bussing this leg?
I'm actually sitting in a hotel room I can see the bus. The bus is in the parking lot. And, you know, I've been up here when I was very young. One of my older sisters went to university up here. And so I spent some time up here when it was snowing, and they really get snow up here. I grew up in New York, so I was used to snow, but Buffalo's got some special kind of snow that only falls in 2-foot increments or something. I don't know what it
That's
is.
That's the way they do it there. Yes, Joe.
It piles up. It just piles up here. I don't know what it is.
I thought it was funny you said you just did 6 in a row. I'm looking at your tour schedule, Joe, and you meant 6 nights in a row. And before that, you had a night off and did 6 in a row before that. Before that, a night off, you did 6 in a row before that. You're one of the only guys I know who does 6 nights in a row. Is that because you're mostly instrumental? I don't know if a guy who emphasized singing a lot could pull that off.
Yeah, you can't do that in a vocal band. Yeah, that's a special, it's either a plus or a minus. I can't figure that out, but it's a special thing that we've got, that we can do 6 in a row and still feel like we can do a few more. We've done maybe 7 to 8, I don't know, maybe once in a while you do 10 in a row. Physically, it's okay. I think mentally, you just feel like you want to do something different after about 6 or 7 shows. You just, you want to go, I don't know, hang out at a mall, go to a movie. You just want to be something else than a guy running around with a guitar. I think the only thing that stops us from just continually playing. So my manager is pretty sensitive to that. He figures we're all going to go nuts if we just do the same thing every night. So,
Joe, are you comfortable that guys think of you as kind of like a guitar god? I mean, do you look in the mirror and go, yeah, I'm a guitar
god? Morning,
god.
It's a wonderful day in Buffalo.
There's me in the mirror.
I'm one of those guitar players that has struggled on this instrument ever since I started. And, you know, many years ago, I started the G3 concert series, and so I've stood next to some of the greatest guitar players in the world, and I'm still envious of some of my comrades who seem to have no physical restrictions when it comes to playing guitar. They just may never feel, you know, tension or awkwardness. They just seem to fly around on that instrument, and I seem to be the one who's always got some sort of a few technical barriers that I'm still working on after all these years. I still feel like I'm 14 and trying to figure out, you know, how to approach the 6th string.
So you don't feel it. You actually feel your limitations, which is interesting because, you know, people don't notice the notes you don't play. They just notice the notes you do play.
Yes, yeah. But that's, you know, that is spoken like a true Zen master, what you just said. I think I saw, like, the clouds open up and a ray of sunshine come through the Buffalo sky.
That's really sweet of you.
But if you only knew all the, if you all only knew all the Zen things, I have no idea how to do. That's great.
That's what makes them so Zen, I think. But, it's a funny thing. I mean, we have a bunch of things that we always think of as musicians about, you know, to pay attention to the space between the notes and, you know, hold back and create the mystery and try to just give the musical information that is the most inspiring. But you can't help it. We've got, you know, the fingers and hands and arms and our body is the thing that's actually playing it. So we do have to sort of control our anatomy, and some people just it seems to me that most other guitar players seem to have an easier time of it, and I've been the guy who still, you know, at this part of my career, I'm always practicing, I'm always trying to get over the stumbling blocks, the roadblocks that my fingers are presenting every night. I see it as a challenge, and obviously I enjoy it or I wouldn't be doing it.
It's inspiring, by the way, to any guitarist who's trying to get over their roadblocks that you're doing the same. Joe?
I read a pretty Zen thing you said, Joe, that just got published this morning, actually. It's about recording music, which, by the way, I know your new album is Unstoppable Momentum, and that's the tour. But you said it's kind of backwards that you write a song, then you go record it, and then you go out and play it for people. Really, the way you should do it is write a song, play it all over, perfect it, and after 15 years, then you record it when you've got the ultimate best version you could ever get. That's pretty Zen.
Yeah, that's been my experience, because you go back and you listen to your early records, and it just sounds, you know, there's youthful enthusiasm, but there's naivete, I guess, and because you don't really know. I mean, think of some important subject, you know, that you had to grapple with, let's say, as a young man, and then, after a couple of decades, you realize how life has put that particular event in perspective, and you feel more comfortable, more knowledgeable about how to express that to somebody else, you know, let's say a friend or a sibling or a son or a daughter. But for a musician, we basically get etched in history as that sort of youthful first responder, you know, and you have to deal with that for the rest of your career, you know. So I often think it is kind of backwards like that. It's a funny thing. I think very often, like, if you hear Willie Nelson singing a song that he has sung for 30 or 40 years that has gained meaning over life, that performance is more, it's heavier, you know, because you're feeling the weight of his experience living in the world and using this song as a sort of a catalyst to express that emotion over and over again. So when you go see him, as I did a few years ago at the Fillmore in San Francisco, it was almost a religious experience because of the weight that his life experience brought to these songs that you know, he had recorded many, many years ago. And I thought, wow, this should be an album now. You know, we should be capturing Willie Nelson laying this down now with all this heaviness that he brings to it.
So this would drive the record companies, what's left of them, nuts, because you'd say, I've got this great song, Love Me Do. I think it could launch the band, but we're going to play it for 15 years.
We're getting pretty good at it.
Joe Satriani, a listener fan, has a great question. Ray is in Soto. Ray, go ahead to Joe and ask him your question.
Hey, good afternoon. It's morning here still, but I grew up with the nickname Satch that my dad used to call me. I kind of inherited it. And it's on the license plate of my car, actually, in kind of remembrance of him. But you are Satch also. And I never have heard how you got the nickname. And you actually signed a shirt of mine, a tour shirt, Satch. And apparently I was the first one to ever ask you. How's it go, anyway?
Well, I'm going good. That's a good question. You know, the answer to that is pretty funny. It goes way, way back from when I was a kid. I went to a Catholic school for about 5 years. It was called St. Bridget's. It was in Westbury, Long Island, New York. Predominantly Irish Catholic school, and there was a small group of Italians, Greeks, Polish kids, you know, from some other part of Westbury and Carr Place, neighboring towns. And we instantly had all of our more ethnic-sounding names shortened very quickly. And around the time that I was going to that school, there was a character on an old TV show from maybe the 40s or something like that called Dead End Kids. And it was a character called Satch. And somehow they put the two together. And myself and my four other siblings all had our names, Satriani, shortened to Satch quite quickly. And that name kind of stuck. And then I didn't really think about it until I got in my first gigging rock band in high school. And I'd written a bunch of these boogie kind of songs. And I'm sitting down with a guitar player playing these songs for him. And he said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to call these songs Satch Boogies. And I'm going to give them numbers. And then when we play the high school dance, I'll just call them out. I'll say Satch Boogie 1, Satch Boogie 2. You start playing them and we'll join in. Mm-hmm. And it just sort of stuck after that.
Yeah, same with me, too. I call my kids Satch, too.
Okay, you have Satch Boogie 1, Satch Boogie 2. How many kids do you have?
Just one.
All right, thanks, Ray. You know, Joe, I know a few guitar players, and some of them are the kind that, like, have one beat-up old guitar, and they just play that one guitar to death. Some of the kind that have, like, you know, it seems like 50 guitars, and they have an unsung hero who's a guitar tech, and every one of them is in pristine shape and has to be perfectly maintained. And when they do a show, they, you know, and I'm trying to remember, are you one of those or in between? How many guitars does Joe Satriani own?
Oh, yeah. When I say we, I guess myself and my tech, Mike Manning, we kind of have got maybe somewhere between 150 and 200 guitars that we are sort of managing.
Wow, you know, you're managing these guitars. So
yeah, because there's about 50 that I actively play. The rest of them, you know, are in a secure location somewhere. And there's a good group, maybe of 50, that are routinely given away for charities and
nice.
Other events like that. Some of them are prototypes, like they're not ever going to be ready to be played on stage, or, you know, we don't take them apart because historically they help me and Ibanez understand the good ideas and the bad ideas, and we're always referring to these old sort of Frankenstein things that we put together, testing certain elements of wood or electronics. But I don't care about the cosmetic value of the guitars, really. You know, you go on one tour and just stuff happens. You know, a strap breaks, guitars fall out of their stands. You know, fans grab the guitars and they just get, you know, they just get scratched and banged, and things have to get replaced because they're being really, I mean, played very aggressively every night. So yeah, I don't mind the scratches or the dings or anything like that. I just really want it to feel good and to sound right. So that usually means that I'll take out favorites, but a couple of years ago I had, once again, it seems like every few years I get guitars stolen. So I started taking, because of that, I formed a real attachment to a guitar, I would retire it, and I'd force myself to just play stuff that was off the shelf.
I have a road guitar.
That's right. And you operate a home for Wayward guitars that other people don't take
right.
care of. I understand. That's amazing.
The song we brought you on with, Joe, and then we'll let you go, was Satch Boogie, one of your greatest. Is that one of those you go, man, I should have waited 15 years to record that? Because I can't imagine it getting much better than it was the first time.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, you know, there's a million ways to swing when it comes to swing playing like that, and that's one of those songs where every night I play it, I think I can swing it just a little bit better, this part or that part. I remember very clearly when I recorded that song, it was about 10:30 in the morning, and you know, that was a result of a lot of strong coffee and being rushed in the studio. But it turned out all right, and you know, once you reach a high point like that in the studio, you're kind of chasing that for the rest of your career, but it's one of the most fun songs to play, so I never regret it.
Joe Satriani. You know, I think, Joe, maybe you would say that song is going to peak perfection, like a wine. It's going to peak at the Paramount October 22nd at 7:30 p.m. in Seattle. I don't know if you'd agree with that or not.
No, it's going to be the worst he's ever done it.
Or you should hear it in 5 more years. Joe, what an interesting conversation. Thank you very much for all of that. Guitar fans are going crazy, and we sure appreciate the time. We'll see you in Seattle, Paramount, October 22nd, 7:30 p.m. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Satriani.
Thanks, Satch.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
All right, we're going to do 2 rock geniuses tomorrow.
Cool. Well, we just had a rock genius.
Because we were kind of taking one in right there. So be ready. Tomorrow's question, can I tell them what it'll be about?
We can tell them that we're going to pay tribute to Badfinger's Baby Blue after the wonderful job they got on Breaking Bad.
All right, it'll be about Badfinger's Breaking Baby Blue. And up now, Jody, with the last word of the day.
This morning it's brought to you by State Farm. The last word of the day is Money Tunnel.
It's the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Time to hit the road.
Drove my Chevy to the levee.
You found time for date night. First, stop by the ATM.
Take the money and run.
And the night is yours. iHeartRadio brings your soundtrack to life with real live radio and custom radio you make yourself. Download the app at iHeartRadio.com. iHeartRadio available for Sprint phones in the Sprint Zone Entertain Me section.
This report brought to you by Dollar Tree.
Your Northwest weather for today, we're going to see clouds, heavy rain, high of 57. Tonight, rain, low down to 47. Tomorrow, more rain with a high of 57.
They're celebrating their anniversary at Dollar Tree, where everything's a dollar. Save big with special bonus buys throughout the store, including bonus size cleaning supplies, health and beauty supplies, bonus size food, snacks and beverages, and more. Celebrate with them and save at Dollar Tree, where everything's a dollar.
If you're always going, 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 you could use some help at the pump. And now you can use up to $1 per gallon of your Safeway gas rewards when you fill up at participating Chevron and Texaco stations. So you have even more choices on where to save at the pump. Earning Safeway gas rewards is as easy as grocery shopping with your club card. And redeeming them is easier than ever. Shop at Safeway, then use your gas rewards at participating Chevron and Texaco stations, where you get the unbeatable cleaning power of Techron. So keep on going and save. Get more mileage out of your grocery budget, up to $1 per gallon. When you shop more at Safeway, you save more at Chevron and Texaco. Safeway, ingredients for life. Maximum reward at participating Chevron or Texaco stations is $1 per gallon of Chevron or Texaco branded fuel in a single fill-up up to 25 gallons. Cannot be combined with any other Safeway gas reward offer. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See complete details at Safeway.com or in store.
Oh, morning already.
Dateline Seattle, 6 a.m.
Okay, okay.
Or in other words, go time.
Hello.
12 noon, grab a bite, run to the bank, pick up dry cleaning time.
Order up.
Thank you.
5 p.m., hurry home, change clothes, run back out for showtime. You know, even on a so-called normal day, these are busy times. But whatever your day brings, you want and need to stay informed. And not just with headlines, but with the clear, thorough, trustworthy voice of the Seattle Times. The Times now delivers news when and where you want it. On your front porch, laptop, tablet, or phone. So keep up with the news during travel time, break time, play time, anytime. The Seattle Times. Now more than ever, where life unfolds.
I'm Jeffrey Hattori with Nikkei Concerns. Families trust us to provide skilled nursing care and other services to their loved ones. And we know that taking care of our employees helps them be at their best for our residents. Working with Regions helps us provide high-quality health benefits to our team at a cost that lets us do other things to accomplish our mission. You can't ask for a better business partner than that.
Regions, your health connected. Regions Blue Shield serves select counties in the state of Washington and is an independent licensee of the BCBSA.
In olden days, a glimpse of stock.
Hit the high seas with Roundabout Theater Company's Tony Award-winning Best Musical Revival, Anything Goes, starring Broadway sensation Rachel York as Reno Sweeney. It's smooth sailing at this Cole Porter classic, featuring dozens of tap dancing feet, directed and choreographed by Tony Award winner for Best Choreography, Kathleen Marshall.
Anything Goes, October 15th through November 3rd at the Fifth Avenue Theater. Tickets at fifthavenue.org.
I hate to smile. I haven't been to the dentist in years, and I don't want to be lectured or put down.
If you want your dental work done the most comfortable way possible with the fewest appointments, you should consider having your dental care done while you're sedated. I'm Dr. Mark Cajano, a dentist with Seattle's Best Smiles. I have helped thousands of patients just like you correct years of dental neglect. My goal is to help change your perception of the dentist.
To learn more, call 206-462-2466, 206-462-2466, or visit MySedationVisit.com.
Hi, Gastineau here with Tim Furlman, Anthony's Restaurant's head seafood buyer. Tim, everyone knows you're the Northwest fish expert, but this is the time of year where you start bringing in some exotic fish from the islands.
Well, that's right, Mike. You know, everybody knows how good we do our local wild fish around here, but we're also really good at doing exotic type fish really well. We've got beautiful Hawaiian big eye ahi. I talk to those guys down there in Honolulu every day. Beautiful long line caught. We're doing a great swordfish preparation right now. We also do a tombo, which is a Hawaiian albacore. And all those are great fish to try.
We've talked so much about your relationship with the fisheries and the people who run them up in Alaska, and it's the same thing. As you just said, you know the people in Hawaii very well.
This business is all about relationships and knowing who to get the best product from on a consistent basis.
Look, I hate to always complain, but I mean, we went to Sitka once fishing. Can you take me to Honolulu fishing?
I've been there and done that, caught some marlin. Maybe we ought to put that on our list.
That's a to-do list item for sure. Fall is here, and you might want to try something exotic about now. It's as close as your nearest Anthony's Restaurant.
Welcome to REI.
Welcome to all the best outdoor equipment all in one place.
Welcome to knowledge and advice.
Not to mention the inspiration to get you out there at every turn.
Welcome to people who share your love of the outdoors.
And spend all their downtime in it.
Welcome to REI.
Your new home for all the best outdoor equipment in Silverdale.
REI welcomes you to its first ever store at Silverdale. Now all the best outdoor gear, advice, and classes are all in one place. Grand opening October 4th through the 6th. Located on Northwest Myrie Place near the Kitsap Mall.
Oktoberfest Northwest, presented by Metro PCS, is this Friday through Sunday at the Puyallup Fairgrounds. Enjoy German food and swill a variety of German beers in Western Washington's largest beer garden. Fun and games for the whole family, plenty of free parking, and $3 off coupons at participating Safeway stores. Visit OktoberfestNW.com for more details.
You may qualify for a Premera Blue Cross health plan at little or no cost. Now's the time to find out. Talk to Premera Blue Cross about a health plan that covers checkups, prescriptions, hospital stays, and more. To learn more, call 1-877-PREMERA, go to premera.com/goblue, or talk to an independent producer, and go with the one you know. Premera Blue Cross, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
I was a gunner's mate, Tonkin Gulf.
Logistics, Ramstein.
Medic, Kandahar.
As a veteran, it doesn't matter when or where you served.
Infantry, Camp Pendleton.
Or what you did. The VA has benefits that may be useful to you right now. See what VA can do for you. To learn what benefits you may be eligible for, visit www.va.gov. That's www.va.gov.
Now on Q13 Fox, Manny takes up fencing.
Expect no mercy.
And at first, Jay is on guard.
Sure, uncoordinated kid, lethal weapon. How can this go wrong?
But Manny wins Jay over by cutting down the competition.
What do you think now?
I'm proud of our little Zorro.
Seeing him out there slicing those kids to pieces, you know, it gets to you.
Modern Family, now on Q13 Fox for a full hour, tonight at 7.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, a few things going on right now in the express lanes. I-5 southbound at Mercer, we've got a Metro bus that's partially blocking the ramp to Pike and backing up to Mercer. And then at Mercer, got an accident there blocking the left lane. So a few things going on there. We're seeing some sun in some spots and some heavy rain in others. Also heavy traffic northbound 405 through the S-curves up into the Kennedale Hill.
This report brought to you by Southwest Plumbing. 5 seconds is the average time your eyes are off the road while texting. Southwest Plumbing would like to remind you to be smart. Don't text and drive. And when you need a smart plumbing service option, Southwest Plumbing is the one to call.
Southwest Plumbing, the one to call.
Bob Rivers in the morning, the no-repeat workday, and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. This is 95.7 KJR-FM and HD1 Seattle and iHeart Radio Station.